With the new 911 system the state officials are unveiling, emergency call centers will sound the same. The difference will be in what 911 operators see.
Exactly. Photographs of yourself, your child. You can put photographs of your pet, your home, your vehicle in there. Addresses of your home, your workplace, your vacation home. Any medications that you may be taking. Any emergency rescue needs that you may have. Any information that you want to share with first responders is the type of information that's made available.
That's Andrew Gutteridge, a sales associate with Smart 911, the company which is providing the service as a public-private partnership with the roughly 120 911 call centers throughout the state. What he's saying might sound like a lot of information to give out, but participation in the service is voluntary. Gutteridge says the positives are worth it.
In an unresponsive caller, the fact that on mobile calls, 911 would not have a dispatchable address, a citizen providing that address ahead of time is going to save countless minutes. If somebody has any type of a medical emergency, having that information ahead of time is going to save valuable time. The National Transportation Safety Board indicated that a 30-second faster response time to somebody who's having a heart attack is going to increase the survivability rate by 20%. And we've had a number of cases around the country where this has already been proven to save lives.
Company officials stress if you provide information to the system, it's only available to 911 operators and first responders for 45 minutes after an emergency call is made. They also say a participant's information can't be accessed or pulled, as they call it. It can only be pushed to the 911 call center once a participant makes the emergency call.
We do a tremendous amount to help ensure the safety and privacy of the data.
Todd Miller is with Rave Mobile Security, the parent company of Smart 911. He says the company submits itself to regular third-party security audits to ensure safety of user data.
A company comes in on a regular basis, and they look at all of our security practices and make sure that we're adhering to the very highest standard of those security practices, because clearly the integrity of this citizen data is critically important.
Senator Gilbert Baker of Conway is co-chair of the Joint Budget Committee and worked to bring Smart 911 to the state and to get the service's $1 million startup fee paid for during this year's fiscal legislative session. He made the announcement today at the Capitol building.
The state of Arkansas is pleased to announce it will be the first state in the country to offer statewide coverage of a new system to improve 911 services for all of our citizens. Again, the first state in the nation to implement this service statewide. Yes.
John Swanson is the executive director of Metropolitan Emergency Medical Services, or MEMS. He says with the amount of people who only have mobile phones, the service can be crucial, especially when trying to find someone who is alone and unconscious.
A gentleman late at night called us from an apartment on a cell phone, and he went unconscious, went unresponsive during that call. So we knew he had somebody in trouble, did not know exactly which apartment he was in, but we knew the apartment complex. And so in this case, what was necessary was for us to bang on every apartment door until we found him. And the way we found him was had to call back on that cell phone number. When we were beating on the door, didn't get an answer, then the medics stopped and said, call the number. We heard the phone ring, hang up, the phone stopped ringing. That gave us some assurance that was where we needed to be. We broke down the door and found the guy unconscious and unresponsive, and in that case, I think it's fair to say we saved his life. This system, had he been registered to it, we would have immediately seen the apartment number and gone directly to it to be able to find him.
But for the system to become useful, citizens will need to sign up on their own on Smart 911's website. Company officials say cities using the system have seen about 10 to 15% participation in the first year of use and up to 25% in the second year. They say they'll spread the word about signing up with public service announcements and help from local media. In addition to the system's $1 million upfront price tag, company officials say it will cost the state 15 cents per Arkansas citizen per year. That adds up to over $400,000 a year that state legislators will have to reapprove. Senator Baker says, though the startup cost of the system is paid for, where funding will come from to keep the system going is yet to be determined. Attorney General Dustin McDaniel is also behind the project and says his office worked with State Auditor Charlie Daniel's office to ensure the proper implementation of the system.